This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge Labs, offering you science-based data for your best crop yet. I'm Riley Smith. A strike on the East and Gulf Coast ports will have a big impact on meat and livestock industries in the U.S. We'll have more right after this.
Keep your soil in state with Iowa local Farmers Edge Laboratories. Interested in trying a new laboratory? Contact Farmers Edge to take advantage of their new customer pricing and learn about their volume discounts and fast turnaround times. Did they mention free recommendations with every report? Take advantage of this special offer by contacting 888-576-6777 and mention the special offer, or visit www.farmersedge.ca/USA lab to learn more. Soil test with the best. Farmers Edge Laboratories, located in Grimes, Iowa.
U.S. Meat Export Federation Vice President for Economic Analysis Aaron Bohrer said a shutdown will have a significant economic impact on the U.S. meat and livestock industries.
These East Coast and Gulf ports have accounted directly for nearly $3 billion worth of U.S. red meat exports in the first 7 months of the year. And so that equates to roughly $100 million or more worth of red meat exports per week going out of these ports. And as we learned from the COVID shipping issues, when there is one disruption in the shipping or in the supply chain, there are ripple or domino effects. And so we really need to think about the impacts indirectly on all U.S. red meat exports, which were valued at over $11 billion in the first 7 months of the year.
Bohrer said this comes at a time of year when shipments are usually increasing.
Our production and exports kind of accelerate typically in the fourth quarter, and especially with our seasonal increase in pork production and exports, we're really looking at the need to be able to handle and accommodate more, including ahead of year-end holidays. And of course, we're exporting record large share of our production for pork, and we're up over around 30% of pork production going to export when we include variety meats. And for beef, about 14% of that beef and variety meats being exported. And again, necessary for the profitability of our industries.
For more information, visit usmef.org. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.